FM，
听鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。听爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read。
欢迎您收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read。我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。
More to read，
闭上双眼，静静聆听，敞开心扉，慢慢品味。
Poem of the day。A letter from home， Mary Oliver。 She sends me news of blue jays, frost.Of stars, and now the harvest moon that rides above the stricken hills. Lightly she speaks of cold, of pain, and lists what is already lost. Here, where my life seems hard and slow, I read of glowing melons piled beside the door and baskets filled with fennel.Rosemary and dill, while all she could not gather in or hid in leaves grow black and falls. Here, where my life seems hard and strange, I read her wild excitement. When stars climb, frost comes, and blue jays sing. The broken year will make no change.Upon her wise and whirling heart. She knows how people always plan to live their lives and never do. She will not tell me if she cries. I touch the crosses by her name. I fold the pages as I rise and tip the envelope from which drift scraps of borage.Woodbine, rue.
家信，玛丽·奥利弗。他给我寄来蓝松鸦、霜、星星，以及此刻正升起在贫瘠山巅的秋月的消息。他轻描淡写地提及寒冷、痛苦。并罗列出已经失去的事物。读到这里，我的生活显得艰难而缓慢。我读到生机勃勃的瓜堆在门边篮子里，装满茴香、迷迭香和石螺，而所有无法被采集或隐藏在叶子中的那些，它只能任其变黑并落下。读到这里，我的生活显得艰难而陌生。我读到他的兴奋，每当星星升起，霜降下，蓝松鸦唱起歌，荒芜的岁月没有改变他聪明而热情的心。他知道人们总是规划自己的生活，却难以如愿。如果他哭泣，他不会告诉我。我抚摸着他的名字，我叠好信，站起来，倾倒信封，从里面飘出了玻璃具忍冬云香的碎片。
刚刚听到的这首诗歌 A Letter from Home， 家信，出自美国著名女诗人玛丽·奥利弗，英文版本由 Mark Griffiths 为您朗读，中文版本由南海之声的主持人周薇为您朗诵，由倪志娟翻译。玛丽·奥利弗出生于1935年，2019年去世，是美国当代最广为人知且备受尊敬的诗人之一，以书写自然著称。 1984年，玛丽·奥利弗获得了普利策奖，1992年获得美国国家图书奖。他常年隐居山林，创作多以山野自然为对象，被称为美国当代的归隐诗人。《纽约时报》评论他为美国有史以来最畅销的诗人，其代表诗集有《夜晚的旅行者》The Night Traveler， 白松诗和散文诗 White Pine Poems and Prose Poems， 为何我早早醒来 Why I Wake Early。 我们今天读到的这首诗歌 A Letter from Home， 家信的译者倪志娟也是一名女性，哲学博士，杭州电子科技大学人文学院教授，多年来一直从事女性主义、性别与哲学问题的研究，学术之余也创作诗歌与随笔，同时从事诗歌与理论的翻译。在翻译玛丽·奥利弗的这首诗歌时，倪志娟首先是被其打动了。在她看来，奥利弗很少在诗中谈及私人生活，而这封家信则是个例外。诗人让一个真实的他出场，这个他或许是一个长者，或许是一个朋友，但不管是谁，一定是一个乐观坚韧的女性。她给诗人带来山间乡村的景象，带来生机勃勃的果实，带来寒暑变迁中蓬勃的生机，却淡化了那些不得不丧失的，淡化了那些被命运暗中施加的痛苦。
A Letter from Home，Mary Oliver. She sends me news of blue jays, frost, of stars, and now the harvest moon that rides above the stricken hills. Lightly she speaks of cold, of pain, and lists what is already lost. Here, where my life seems hard and slow,I read of glowing melons piled beside the door and baskets filled with fennel, rosemary, and dill. While all she could not gather in or hid in leaves grow black and falls. Here, where my life seems hard and strange, I read her wild excitement when stars climb, frost comes,and blue jays sing. The broken year will make no change upon her wise and whirling heart. She knows how people always plan to live their lives and never do. She will not tell me if she cries. I touch the crosses by her name. I fold the pages as I rise and tip the envelope from which drift scraps of borage, woodbine, rue.
More to read.
文字的世界，用心用心聆听。
Beauty of words.
《西游记》是中国古代第一部浪漫主义章回体长篇神魔小说。今见最早的《西游记》版本是明代万历二十年金陵士德堂新刻出像官版大字《西游记》，未属作者姓名。鲁迅、董作宾等人根据淮安府志吴承恩《西游记》的记载，予以最终论定吴承恩原著。该小说主要讲述了孙悟空出世，跟随菩提祖师学艺及大闹天宫后，遇见了唐僧、猪八戒、沙僧和白龙马，西行取经，一路上历经艰险，降妖除魔，经历了9981难，终于到达西天，见到如来佛祖，最终武圣成真的故事。该小说以玄奘取经这一历史事件为蓝本，经作者的艺术加工，深刻地描绘出明代百姓的社会生活状况。《西游记》是中国神魔小说的经典之作，达到了古代长篇浪漫主义小说的巅峰，与《三国演义》《水浒传》《红楼梦》并称为中国古典四大名著。今天我就为大家选读《西游记》第一章节当中的部分内容， 那么由于中国传统文化中有很多内容无法精准的翻译，同时对不同文化的人来说也无此必要如此详尽的翻译，因此我们可以看到英文译本中有些内容只是进行了简化的翻译或译译。西游记，吴承恩。 Journey to the West by 吴承恩。那座山正当顶上有一块仙石，其实有3丈6尺5寸高，有2丈4尺为圆。3丈6尺5寸高按周天365度，2丈4尺为圆按正历24气，上有9窍8孔按9宫8卦，四面更无树木遮阴，左右倒有芝兰相衬。该自开辟以来，每受天真地秀，日精月华，感之既久，遂有灵通之意。 There was once a magic stone on the top of this mountain, which was 36 feet 5 inches high and 24 feet round. It was 36 feet 5 inches high to correspond with the 365 degrees of the heavens.And 24 feet round to match the 24 divisions of the solar calendar. On top of it were 9 apertures and 8 holes, for the 9 palaces and the 8 trigrams. There were no trees around it to give shade, but magic fungus and orchids clung to its sides. Ever since creation began, it had been receiving the truth of heaven, the beauty of earth,the essence of the sun and the splendor of the moon. And as it had been influenced by them for so long, it had miraculous powers.
内蕴仙胞一日迸裂，产一石卵，似圆球样大，因见风化作一个石猴，五官具备，四肢皆全，便就学爬学走，拜了四方，目运2道金光，射冲斗府，惊动高天上圣大慈仁者玉皇大天尊玄穹高上帝，驾坐金阙云宫凌霄宝殿，聚集仙卿，见有金光艳艳，即命千里眼顺风耳开南天门观看。
It developed a magic womb which burst open one day to produce a stone egg about the size of a ball. When the wind blew on this eggIt turned into a stone monkey, complete with the 5 senses and 4 limbs. When the stone monkey had learned to crawl and walk, he bowed to each of the 4 quarters. As his eyes moved, 2 beams of golden light shot towards the Pole Star Palace and startled the supreme heavenly sage, the greatly compassionate jade emperor of the Azure Vault of Heaven, who was sitting surrounded by his immortal ministers on the throne in the Hall of Miraculous Mist in the Golden Gated Cloud Palace. When he saw the dazzling golden light, he ordered 1,000-mile eye and wind-accompanying ear to open the southern gate of heaven and take a look.
二将果奉旨出门外，看得真，听得明。须臾回报道：“臣奉旨观听金光之处，乃东胜神州海东奥莱小国之界，有一座花果山，山上有一仙石，石产一卵，见风化一石猴，在那里拜四方，眼运金光，射冲斗府。如今浮尔水时，金光将前夕矣。”玉帝垂赐恩赐曰：下方之物乃天地精华所生，不足为意。
The 2 officers went out through the gate in obedience to the imperial command, and while one observed what was going on, the other listened carefully. Soon afterwards, they reported back. In obedience to the imperial mandate, your subjects observed and listened to the source of the golden light.We found that at the edge of the country of Ao Lai, which is east of the ocean belonging to the eastern continent of Superior Body, there is an island called the Mountain of Flowers and Fruit. A magic stone on the top of this mountain produced a magic egg, and when the wind blew on this egg, it turned into a stone monkey, which bowed to each of the four quarters. When he moved his eyes, golden light shot towards the Pole Star Palace. But now that he is eating and drinking, the golden light is gradually dying. In his benevolence and mercy, the Jade Emperor said, Creatures down below are born of the essence of heaven and earth. There is nothing remarkable about him.
那猴在山中却会行走跳跃，食草木，饮涧泉，采山花，觅树果，与狼虫为伴，虎豹为群，张鹿为友，猕猴为亲，夜宿石崖之下，朝游风洞之中，真是山中无甲子，寒尽不知年。
一朝天气炎热，与群猴避暑，都在松荫之下玩耍。
On this mountain, the monkey was soon able to run and jump, feed from plants and trees, drink from brooks and springs, pick mountain flowers and look for fruit. He made friends with the wolves, went around with the tigers and leopards, was on good terms with the deer, and had other monkeys and apes for relations. At night, he slept under the rock faces, and he roamed around the peaks and caves by day.As the saying so rightly goes, there is no calendar in the mountains, and when winter's over, you don't know the time of year. On hot mornings, he and all the other monkeys would play under the shade of some pines to avoid the heat.
一群猴子耍了一会儿，却去那山涧中洗澡，见那股涧水奔流，真个似滚瓜涌涧。古云禽有禽言，兽有兽语。众猴都道：“这股水不知是哪里的水，我们今日赶闲无事，顺涧边往上溜头寻看源流，耍子去也。”喊一声，都脱男窃女，呼弟呼兄，一起跑来，顺涧爬山，直至源流之处，乃是一股瀑布飞泉。但见那一派白虹起，千寻雪浪飞。海风吹不断，江月照还衣，冷气分清帐，余流润翠微，禅园明瀑布，真似挂帘帷。
After playing, the monkeys would go and bathe in the stream, a mountain torrent that tumbled along like rolling melons. There is an old saying, birds have bird language, and animals have animal talk.All the monkeys said to each other, I wonder where that water comes from. We've got nothing else to do today, so wouldn't it be fun to go upstream and find its source? With a shout, they all ran off, leading their children and calling to their brothers. They climbed up the mountain beside the stream until they reached its source, where a waterfall cascaded from a spring. They saw one white rainbow arching,A thousand strands of flying snow, unbroken by the sea winds, still there under the moon. Cold air divides the greeny crags, splashes moisten the mountainside. A noble waterfall cascades, hanging suspended like a curtain.
众猴拍手称扬道，好水好水，原来此处远通山脚之下，直接大海之波。又道，哪一个有本事的钻进去寻个源头出来，不伤身体者，我等即拜他为王。
连呼了三声，忽见丛杂中跳出一名石猴，应声高叫道，
我进去，我进去。
好猴，也是他，今日方明显，时来大运通，有缘居此地，王潜入仙宫。
The monkeys clapped their hands and explained with delight,
What lovely water! It must go all the way to the bottom of the mountain and join the waves of the sea. Then one monkey made a suggestion. If anyone is clever enough to go through the fall, find the source, and come out in one piece, let's make him our king.
When this challenge had been shouted three times, the stone monkey leaped out from the crowd and answered at the top of his voice.
I'll go, I'll go!Splendid monkey, indeed. Today he will make his name. Tomorrow his destiny shall triumph. He is fated to live here. As a king, he will enter the immortal's palace.
你看他明目敦身，将身一纵，竟跳入瀑布泉中。忽睁睛抬头观看，那里边却无水无波，明明朗朗的一架桥梁。他住了身，定了神，仔细再看，原来是座铁板桥，桥下之水冲灌于石峭之间，倒挂流出去，遮蔽了桥门，却又欠身上桥头，再走再看，却似有人家住处一般，真个好所在。
Watch him as he shuts his eyes, crouches and springs, leaping straight into the waterfall. When he opened his eyes and raised his head to look round, he saw neither water nor waves. A bridge stood in front of him, as large as life. He stopped, calmed himself, took a closer look, and saw that the bridge was made of iron.The water that rushed under it poured out through a fissure in the rocks, screening the gateway to the bridge. He started walking towards the bridge, and as he looked, he made out what seemed to be a house. It was a really good place.
看罢多时，跳过桥中间，左右观看，只见正当中有一石碣，碣上有一行楷书大字，镌着花果山福地水帘洞洞天。石猴喜不自胜，即抽身往外便走，复明目蹲身跳出水外，打了两个呵呵道：大造化，大造化。众猴把他围住问道：里面怎么样？水有多深？石猴道：没水没水，原来是一座铁板桥，桥那边是一座天造地设的家当。众猴道：怎见得是个家当？石猴笑道：这股水乃是桥下冲灌石桥，倒挂下来遮蔽门户的。桥边有花有树，乃是一座石房，房内有石窝、石灶、石碗、石盆、石床、石凳，中间一块石碣上镌着“花果山福地，水帘洞洞天”，真个是我们安身之处。里面且是宽阔，容得千百口老小，我们都进去住也，省得受老天之气。这里边刮风有处躲，下雨好存身，霜雪全无惧，雷声永不闻，烟霞常照耀，祥瑞美征勋，松竹年年秀，奇花日日新。
He took a good long look, and then scampered to the middle of the bridge, from where he noticed a stone tablet. On the tablet had been carved in big square letters,Happy land of the mountain of flowers and fruit, cave heaven of the water curtain. The stone monkey was beside himself with glee. He rushed away, shut his eyes, crouched, and leaped back through the waterfall.
We're in luck, we're in luck,
he said with a chuckle. All the other monkeys crowded round him, asking,
What's it like in there? How deep is the water?
There is no water.None at all, replied the stone monkey. There's an iron bridge, and on the other side of the bridge, there's a house that must have been made by heaven and earth.
How ever could you see a house there? The other monkeys asked.
The stone monkey chuckled again. The water here comes under the bridge and through the rocks, and it hides the gateway to the bridge from view. There were flowers and trees by the bridge,And a stone house, too. Inside the house are stone rooms, a stone stove, stone bowls, stone plates, stone beds, and even stone benches. In the middle of it all is a tablet which says, Happy land of the mountain of flowers and fruit, cave heaven of the water curtain. It's just the place for us to settle down in. There's room there for thousands. Let's all move in. Then we won't have to put up with any more nonsense from heaven.In there, we can hide there from the wind and shelter from the rain, with nothing to fear from frost and snow, and never a rumble of thunder. The colored mists glow bright, and the place smells lucky. The pine and bamboo will always be beautiful, and rare flowers blossom every day. 众猴听得，个个欢喜，都道：“你还先走，带我们进去，进去。”石猴却又明目蹲身，往里一跳，叫道：“都随我进来，进来。”那些猴有胆大的，都跳进去了；胆小的，一个个伸头缩颈，抓耳挠腮，大声叫喊，缠一会儿，也都进去了。跳过桥头，一个个抢盆夺碗，占灶争床，搬过来移过去，正是猴性顽劣，再无一个宁食，只搬得力倦神疲方止。
The other monkeys were all so delighted to hear this that they said, "You go first and take us with you." The stone monkey shut his eyes, crouched and leaped in again, shouting, "Follow me in, follow me in."The braver monkeys all jumped through. The more timid ones peered forward, shrank back, rubbed their ears, scratched their cheeks, shouted and yelled at the top of their voices, before going in, all clinging to each other. After rushing across the bridge, they all grabbed plates and snatched bowls, backed stoves and fought over beds, and moved everything around.Monkeys are born naughty, and they could not keep quiet for a single moment until they had worn themselves out moving things around.
石猴端坐上面道：列位啊，人而无信，不知其可。你们才说有本事进得来出得去，不伤身体者就拜他为王。我如今进来又出去，出去又进来，寻了这一个洞天与列位安眠稳睡，可享成家之福。何不拜我为王？
众猴听说，即拱服无为，一个个蓄齿排班，朝上礼拜，都称千岁大王。自此，石猴高登王位，将石字引了，遂称美猴王。
The stone monkey sat himself in the main seat and said, "Gentlemen, a man who breaks his word is worthless."Just now you said that if anyone was clever enough to come in here and get out again in one piece, you'd make him king. Well, then, I've come in and gone out, and gone out and come in. I found you gentlemen a cave heaven where you can sleep in peace and all settle down to live in bliss. Why haven't you made me king? On hearing this, all the monkeys bowed and prostrated themselves, not daring to disobey.They lined up in groups in order of age, and paid their homage as at court, all acclaiming him as the great king of 1,000 years. The stone monkey then took the throne, made the word stone taboo, and called himself Handsome Monkey King.
Today's 节目就要结束了。感谢您的收听，我是沈听，我们明天见。